Penguin Random House Audio presents The Assault on Intelligence, American National Security in an Age of Lies. This is the author, Michael V. Hayden. To the men and women of American intelligence who strive to be worthy of the republic they serve and whose truth-telling is now needed, not just to protect us from foreign enemies, but to save us from ourselves. Chapter 1. Why this? Why now? 2 months into the Trump administration, Jim Comey, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Admiral Mike Rogers, the director of the National Security Agency, were asked in an open congressional hearing if the president they were serving was misleading the nation with his claims that they or their British friends had wiretapped him while he was president-elect. They said that he was. It was a remarkable moment. That question doesn't get asked very often in open parliamentary session in a democracy, let alone get answered, to say nothing of being answered in that way. It made me proud to have been associated with an intelligence community that felt free to do that. But that was not the end of the matter, at least as far as the White House was concerned. The administration stuck to its alternate version. Obama wiretapped me, even after the FBI and NSA chiefs had confirmed that objective reality was clearly otherwise. That had an effect on me, too. It reminded me of when I walked through the streets of war-ravaged Sarajevo as head of intelligence for American forces in Europe. It was 1994, and we were there to provide intelligence to badly stretched UN forces.